This is Gary Kay, and you are now listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. And of course, this is an ISE special version of the Daily Rants and Raves because we're all headed over to the Integrated Systems Europe show, which starts next Tuesday. Today is Monday, January 27th, and of course, all of our ISE podcasts, as well as all of Rave Radio podcasts, are sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And today, I have a special guest. I'm joined by David Niederlin, the president and founder of Sound Control Technologies. David, how are you doing this morning?
Gary, I'm doing great and busy getting ready for the trip over to ISE.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I mean, you guys have been there at least 3 or 4 years now. I remember one of the more recent shows, you were literally across the aisle from our stand, and it was fun having a chance to catch up with you because you and I have known each other for a long time, and your company is sort of like a glue product in the video conferencing industry, and that you're sort of solving all the problems as they come up with little adapters and boxes and electronics pieces, and also really creative and aesthetic solutions that allow you to hide cabling that you've got to run long distances when you're remotely locating a Kodak and a camera, and you've got some new partnerships. So you're going to be talking about all that, and you'll be exhibiting this year in Hall 12 in stand A84. And what I'd love for you to do is take a few minutes to talk about all the different things you're going to be showing at the ISE show, so people will stop by and see what you've got.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that intro. And the company has been around a long, long time. We actually founded the company in 1987. So we've been around for basically the entire evolution of modern video conferencing and audio teleconferencing. It's been a busy last 12 months since ISE, and we love ISE. It's such a great show and great opportunity to meet all of our a lot of our international partners. And this year, we're going to be showing our main product emphasis is on what we call our remote cam platform. So we're going to be showing our Remote Cam 2 platform, which is for analog component video, our Remote Cam 3 platform, which is for high-def digital video, and our Remote Cam 3X, which is our extended distance platform. And these cover a very, very wide range of conferencing camera placement applications. So the primary applications for the RC2, the Remote Cam 2, is for Polycom integration. So in that, I'm just going to touch briefly on the RC2 HDP and the RC2 Director. And these are the only two pieces you need for deploying your Polycom Eagle Eye cameras and your Polycom Eagle Eye directors over two Cat5e or Cat6 cabling. And it's full product support for these cameras out beyond 300 feet. Then we're going to move right into the RC3 and RC3X platform, which is the newer sort of digital platforms, and this is for the HDMI/DVI cameras. And we have two platforms for this right now. We have the RC3 for up to 120-foot applications, and then the newer RC3X, which is for 300-foot applications.
Wow, 300 feet? So you can go 100 meters with the RC3X.
100 meters, right, and that's camera power, HDMI video up to 1080p 60, control, the serial or VISCA control, the VISCA loop, and if the platform requires it, we also bring back the IR, like for the hand controller in a conference room. So this is, right, the RC3X is a pretty serious platform for, you know, any place where you're doing centralized codecs, a rack room, with distributed conference rooms, you know, and that's pretty common in executive suites and distance learning applications. And the sort of the interface functions of the video, the power connections, the serial connections, those are all the same between the RC3 and the RC3X. It's the underlying technology that has evolved from the shorter distance to the full RC3X platform. And you know, between the RC2, the RC3, and the RC3X, we now cover, I'll say, well over 95% of the installation market potential for video conferencing platforms. So we are deeply, deeply embedded in the Polycom and Cisco environments, and now we're migrating into the RadVision platform. And we bring up the RadVision platform because in Europe, RadVision, which is now part of Avaya, is a very significant platform.
Yeah, and then of course you're also compatible with Sony, and a lot of other third-party cameras that are compatible with video conferencing systems that everybody's using.
Exactly, and then I use the term probably misused, sort of the generic camera placement market where there's not video conferencing, simply for video reinforcement, which that market is really probably dominated by the Sony cameras. Between the RC2 and the RC3 platforms, we cover the vast majority of those camera applications as well. And that includes interfacing with the various joystick controllers and having mounting options. So it's really, while on the surface it seems like a very simplistic market to focus on, it covers a very wide range of applications.
Anytime you want to remotely locate a camera, which, you know, in any sort of nicely designed room, a professional integration company is not just going to stick a camera out in the middle of the room where everybody can see it. Number one, it's intimidating. Number two, it doesn't look very good. And in fact, ironically, last week I was talking to Heinrich Holm, and you have a partnership that you guys will announce at ISE with Heinrich's company. Alboral Display Solutions, when of course they're showing a brand new product that they talked about called Dynamic Vision, and I know that you and that product allows the camera to be hidden mechanically, has a lift system that allows it to hide it behind a wall, and you guys played a big part in that because you built the underlying technology that allows the thing to work, didn't you?
Exactly. For those of you who aren't familiar with Arthur Holm, they make a fantastic family of products for mainly for display lifts for conference tables, really beautiful aluminum or stainless steel finished enclosures that hide everything from gooseneck microphones to, you know, computer displays and laptops and things like that. And the owner of the company, Henrik and I, have formulated this partnership where Sound Control is delivering the camera extension, camera integration platform, and the codec interface controller, and Arthur Holm is providing the mechanical solution for the motorized mounting portion, and the dynamic vision is the result of that. And it will be on display, working on the show floor. We actually first showed it in a very prototype fashion at the Infocom show in Dubai, and it had fantastic response.
Well, they have their design. They have a knack for making things look really cool, high tech, but also seamlessly work in the environment. You're right. The way they're, like, for example, their gooseneck mic, the dynamic talk system that comes out of the table is just phenomenal. So I'm excited to see the dynamic vision. And we're going to do a special video podcast later this week where I'll be talking to Heinrich, and he's going to show us, he's actually going to demonstrate it here on the through a video cast. Of course, it'll be in their stand in Hall 12, stand number E90. But you'll be in Hall 12, stand A84. So you'll be very close to them.
Yeah. And again, we'll both be shuttling people back and forth because it is a very exciting platform. And the first application that we're releasing is for the Polycom Eagle Eye camera. But then once we have that rolling, we're rapidly going to be covering for the Cisco cameras and and lots of different platforms, the Sony cameras, because we feel that in that executive environment, they definitely want to be absolutely confident that the camera is kind of not available when they don't want it to be available.
Right, and they want it to look, I mean, you're spending this much money on equipment, you don't want it to be the showcase, but you want it to work when it needs to work and be hidden when it doesn't need to be used.
Exactly.
So I think they're really good at that. I think the partnership between you two is great. And, of course, I know from personal experience the partnership that you have with Polycom and Cisco is very tight. Your relationship with RadVision and Sony, of course, is great. You know, a lot of people may use your product and don't even realize they're using it because it gets integrated into other people's stuff. But you should go to soundcontrol.net and check them out. Again, soundcontrol.net, Sound Control Technologies, based out of, I believe you guys are in Norwalk, Connecticut, right?
Yes,
is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And so, yeah, I've known you. I actually got in the industry the year you guys started. So that's probably why I know you so well. Is you know, my first year in the industry was 1987 at the Infocom. I believe it was in Atlanta that year. It was called Comdex or Comtex at the time, or maybe that was the year before. I can't remember. I went to both 86 and 87 because they were recruiting me at the time. But so yeah, I mean, you guys have you've maintained a neat niche of building sort of glue product and problem solving products around the audio and video conferencing market, and the RC3 and RC3X, of course, are exciting, new, using digital technology, able to extend with the 3X up to 100 meters. That's going to come in very handy for a lot of installations.
Yep. Well, it's we're fortunate to be in a great, exciting, dynamic industry, and you know, having shows like this are fantastic because we get to meet and greet and talk to all the people that actually get out there and do the real work.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be a great show. I talked to Michael Blackman on Friday. He told me that the show's definitely going to set an attendance record. So it'll be the biggest AV show again for the second year in a row. And you know, what's great about the show is even though it's grown tremendously, the quality of attendance is really good. I mean, it's focused on the EMEA market, but there's not a lot of end users at the show. It's 99% integrators and people related to integration. So it's the right audience for the show, for the people that are exhibiting. So I wish you guys the best of luck. I'll see you at the show. I'm actually going to do an on-site video interview with you out there. Hopefully you'll be ready for that, David. And you'll have a chance to demonstrate the stuff we've been talking about today. And just keep checking back on our ISE microsite, which is at ravepubs.com/ISE2014. And, of course, check out Sound Control Technologies at soundcontrol.net. David, I really appreciate you joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you at ISE, and I wish you the best of luck. Of course, you'll be exhibiting in Hall 12, stand A84. We'll come by and see you a few times during the show.
Thanks, Gary. Looking forward to seeing you in Amsterdam.
Yeah, thank you very much. And tell Jody I said hello as well. And we will see everybody in here. Hopefully you guys will have a chance to listen to the rest of our podcast leading up to the show. We're going to do one every day, special podcast leading up to ISE. In addition to, we'll be podcasting live from the show. We'll probably do at least 15 or 20 podcasts that will include both video cast and audio podcast. So keep listening, keep watching at ravepubs.com. Thank you very much and have a great day.